Shalom, today's daf yomi is Brachos daf chafei, Brachos 25, and on chafei am abeis on 25b, towards the very last end of the daf, the Gemara talks about the prohibition for a husband and wife to engage in marital relations in a room where there is a Torah scroll, and also, as we'll see, where there are holy books, not just a Torah scroll. So Rav Achai Yosek Luvrei, the Gemara tells us a story that Rav Achai married off his son, and Bei Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, and he did it. He married his son to the house of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, meaning to say, so Rav Achai's son was marrying Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta's daughter, Aile Luchupa, and they took them into the chuppah, so they got married. Vuava Mistaya Milsa, but however, they were not successful, meaning to say they weren't able to have relations the first night. And the reason is, we'll see, is because there was a Torah scroll in the room, and Hashem protects the tzaddikim from committing a sin. So they weren't successful the first night with their attempt to have marital relations. So Azol Basri Liyune, so Rav Achai went to check out the matter, because he said it's once he heard that they didn't engage in the marital relations, he said there's something wrong, because for sure his son was going to engage in marital relations on the first night of the marriage, because it's a special mitzvah. So Chazal say for Torah de Mancha, he saw that there was a Torah scroll that was in that room. Amar Lahu, he said to the people that prepared the place, Iko hashta lo asi, lo asai, if I had actually not come, sakantun livri, you would have put my son in danger, because you're prohibited to engage in marital relations if there's a Torah scroll in the room. D'tanya, bayis sheyeshbo sefer Torah or tefillin, if there's a room that has a Torah scroll or tefillin, aser l'shamesh es hamita ad sheyotzeim o sheyinechem kli b'toch kli. If there's a room which has a Torah scroll or tefillin, you're not allowed to engage in marital relations until you either take out the Torah scroll and the tefillin, or you place them into a utensil within a utensil. And the Magen Avram adds in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch that it's the same law with respect to a mezuzah as well, and people have to be very careful about this, that a mezuzah scroll needs to be covered, and oftentimes a mezuzah is inside the door of a bedroom, or maybe there's another door inside a bedroom, and it's not blocked by the door. And so therefore, people have to be very careful that mezuzah has two covers on it. It's meaning to say, it's okay to wrap that mezuzah in paper and that'll stand as one of the covers. And then you put that mezuzah, which is wrapped in paper, inside a mezuzah case. That will be sufficient, but you have to make sure that your mezuzah was wrapped in paper. Otherwise, it's not two covers. And so that's a very important halacha that people need to be careful about. And also, the commentary points out, the Chochmas Adam points out, that also it's the case with respect to Chumashim and sitters and other holy books, whether they're printed or whether they're written by a scribe, that they have a holiness, and a person needs to, if the person is going to be in their bedroom, they have to be inside a utensil. And we can't say just closing the book is not sufficient. That doesn't count as one of the covers. And the Taz writes in Yoredeya Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Simen Kuf Ches that Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Sif Kuf Ches, the Taz writes, Sif Katan Ches, the Taz writes that whoever is lenient with respect to the holiness of these printed works and they keep them in their room when they are engaged in marital relations, that in the future they are going to have to pay the divine punishment on this, because the printing is considered like writing. But the Chavas Yair is lenient in this matter. He says if it's a shatat chak, if it is extenuating circumstances and you have nothing to cover it, he is lenient. Now, there are some that don't include in this version a Torah scroll, because according to them, a Torah scroll does not actually help placing a utensil within a utensil, but you would need to make a mechitza, a wall of minimum of 10 tefachim, which is approximately between 36 to 48 inches, depending how high you think a tefach is. And in the Shiltos Rav Achai, he says, Bayis sheyesh bo svarim u'tfilin. He takes out a Torah scroll. He says a room that has books or tefillin. But the Rashba writes that even if you say a Sefer Torah, you could say that when it says a utensil, within a utensil, that refers to only to tefillin, but not to a Torah scroll. And so we see from here the position of the Rambam is, however, different. The Rambam says that even with respect to a Torah scroll, it helps to have a utensil within a utensil. And that which we require a partition of 10 tefachim, that's only when there's no utensils. The Abaye continues in the Gemara. Abaye says, "Lo shanu ela b'kli she'eino kilyan." And when do we say that a utensil within a utensil works? Only in a circumstance where it's not its dedicated utensil. However, if it is its dedicated utensil of a b'kli she'hu kilyan, if it is its dedicated utensil, afilu asara mani kechad mana dami, even 10 utensils are considered like one utensil. Meaning to say, if there is its typical utensil, then it's going to attach to it the holiness of the utensil, and so therefore it's all going to be considered like one cover. And so therefore, even if you have many utensils, if they're the typical ones, then you're still going to have to place it in another utensil. And we just require one of them to not be their typical utensil. That's what the Beis Yosef says. And he also records a position of Rabbeinu Yonah that if both of them are not designated for or sufficient, then we can consider it like one utensil. So we see from here that when it comes to marital relations, a person should be very careful not to have holy books with them in their room when they are engaging in marital relations.